The Power of Grace, September 20, that we may excel. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduceth them, Proverbs 12:26. The Lord expects his servants to excel others in life and character. He has placed every facility at the command of those who serve him. The Christian is looked upon by the whole universe as one who strives for the mastery, running the race set before him that he may obtain the prize, even an immortal crown. But if he who professes to follow Christ does not make it manifest that his motives are above those of the world in this great contest, where there is everything to win and everything to lose, he will never be a victor. He is to make use of every entrusted power that he may overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil, through the power of the Holy Spirit, by grace abundantly provided. Those who would be victors should contemplate and count the cost of salvation. Strong human passions may be subdued. The independent will must be brought into captivity to Christ. The Christian is to realize that he is not his own. He will have temptations to resist and battles to fight against his own inclinations, for the Lord will accept no halfway service. Hypocrisy is an abomination to him. The follower of Christ must walk by faith as seeing him who is invisible. Christ will be his dearest treasure, his all and in all. This experience is essential to those who profess the name of Christ, for its influence pervades the conduct and sanctifies the influence of the Christian's life and its effect upon others. The business connections and intercourse of Christians with men of the world will be sanctified by the grace of Christ, and wherever they are, a moral atmosphere will be created that will have power for good, for it will breathe the Spirit of the Master. He who has the mind of Christ knows that his only safe course is to keep close to Jesus, following the light of life. He will not accept work or engage himself in business that will hinder him from reaching the perfection of Christian character. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him hath chosen him to be a soldier. 2 Timothy 2:4.